Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Brey. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Eduardo Rodriguez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Hood. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Steve Brey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Norris reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Brey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Money moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Money scores. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Norris bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Fosse moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 0 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fosse moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata bunts, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Norris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton goes all the way around to score. Bocht moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Box scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-2 in the game. Blanks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to third. Bando moves to second. Von Joshua pinch hits for Len Sakata. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn scores. Bando moves to third. Wolford moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing second base. Von Joshua now playing center field. Bob McClure now pitching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wolford moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Kern juggles the ball. That's an error on Kern. Wolford scores. Joshua goes all the way around to score. Moore moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Brewers, 4, Indians, 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The slide. Fossey applies the tag. Moore is out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Dade pinch runs for Bill Melton. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dade moves to second. Rico Cardi pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Bill Castro now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Dade scores. Duffy moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.